Satan wasn't there. He moved around. The prince of Persia and the prince of Grecia that is talked about by the angel who came to bring the answer to prayer for Daniel, they weren't in everlasting chains. The locust demons of Revelation 9 are not in everlasting chains, and the angel of the bottomless pit is not in everlasting chains that's released in Revelation 9. Neither the 200 million demons that are chained above the river Euphrates that will be released during the tribulation, and the demons that wandered around when Jesus confronted them in the gospel record, they weren't in chains of everlasting darkness. And when he confronted one of them, or a group of them, they said, "Are you come to send us to the bottomless pit or abyss before our time?" Therefore, the either-or is not the case. Satan had a position in heaven. He rebelled against God. They were cast out. They became watchers. They became fallen angels. They had a principality. They had a domain. I've asked the question, just out of curiosity, were they put on the road gang, the chain gang? Were they the workers? And I've suggested they may have been sent to help Enoch build the pyramid. That's another subject. These watchers, Enoch had a relationship with both the angels and them. Chapter 12, before all these things, reading from this apocryphal book of Enoch, before all these things Enoch was concealed, nor did any one of the sons of men know where he was concealed. Any one of the sons of men know where he was concealed, where he had been and what had happened. He was wholly engaged with the holy ones and with the watchers in his days. What was he doing with them? Building the pyramid. I, Enoch, was blessing the great Lord and King of Peace, and behold, the watchers called me Enoch the scribe. Then the Lord said unto me, Enoch, go to the watchers who have deserted the lofty sky and have been polluted with women. And tell them they shall not have peace. A great sentence is gone forth against them. Neither relief, mercy, or supplication. Now what made him do that? Well, in the 10th chapter, the judgment on these watchers was spelled out. Now God sends him to give them the judgment. And the 13th chapter says, Enoch starting out to do it, then Enoch passing on said to Azazel, thou shalt not obtain peace. A great sentence is gone forth against thee. And he was his construction gang foreman. He shall bind thee. Neither shall relief, mercy, and supplication be thine on account of the oppression which thou hast taught. And on account of every act of blasphemy, tyranny, and sin which thou hast discovered to the children of men, this will happen to you. Then departing from him, bound by Raphael, I spoke to them all together. There were 200 of them that had bound themselves to this evil deed, according to Enoch. And they all became terrified and trembled, beseeching me to write for them a memorial of supplication that they might obtain forgiveness. Isn't it a tragedy that as I've taught the gestalt of God's book and we let no prophecy of Scripture stand alone, and we can leap from the word God gave to Hosea to the word God gave to Jeremiah to the word God gave to Isaiah and weave the intricate pattern of God's revelation through these many voices, that Enoch had to be totally left out. 1,500 years it's not received the critical scholarship that the rest of this book has gotten because it was thrown aside. About time it gets some attention. These watchers beseech me to write for them a memorial of supplication that they might obtain forgiveness. This is why the Hebrews letter says, amazing grace. The writer was amazed that God would not bend down low to redeem fallen angels, but did bend down low to redeem fallen man. How do you know that? Here's the record of God's refusal. Beseeching me that I might make the memorial of their prayer ascend up before the God of heaven. because they could not themselves thenceforwards address him, nor raise up their eyes to heaven on account of the disgraceful offense for which they were judged. Then I wrote a memorial of their prayer and supplication for their spirits, for everything which they had done, and for the subject of their entreaty, that they might obtain remission and rest. Proceeding on, I continued over the waters of Dan-Baden. Now, where are those? Which is on the right to the west of Arman. Where is that? Reading the memorial of their prayer until I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions appeared above me. I fell down and saw a vision of punishment, that I might relate it to the sons of heaven and reprove them. When I awoke, I went to them. All being collected together stood weeping. Stood weeping in Ubelsayel, which is situated between Libanos and Sinisar. Where are those places? With their faces veiled. I related in their presence all the visions which I had seen and my dream, and began to utter these words of righteousness, reproving the watchers of heaven. The 14th chapter is that reproof. Then he approaches the Lord himself at the close of the 14th chapter. The Lord with his own mouth called me, saying, Approach hither, Enoch, at my holy word. And he raised me up, making me near even to the entrance. As he went to this place of God, my eye was directed to the ground. Then addressing me, he spoke and said, Hear, neither be afraid, O Enoch, O righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. Go say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to pray for them, You ought to pray for men and not men for you. Enoch was a man. These watchers were angels. Wherefore have you forsaken the lofty and holy heaven which endures forever, and have lain with women, have defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and have taken to yourselves wives, have acted like the sons of the earth, and begotten giants? You, being spiritual, holy, and living a life which is eternal, have polluted yourself with women, have begotten in carnal blood, have lusted in the blood of men, and have done as those who are flesh and blood do. These, however, die and perish. Therefore have I given to them wives, that they might cohabit with them, that sons might be born of them, and that this might be transacted upon earth. But you from the beginning were made spiritual, living a life which is eternal and not subject to death in all the generations of the world. Therefore, I made not wives for you, because being spiritual, your dwelling is in heaven. Now the giants who have been born of spirit and of flesh shall call upon earth evil spirits, and on earth shall be their habitation. Evil spirits shall proceed from their flesh, because they were created from above. From the holy watchers was their beginning and primary foundations. Evil spirits shall they be upon the earth, and the spirits of the wicked shall they be called. The habitation of the spirits of heaven shall be in heaven, but upon earth shall be the habitation of terrestrial spirits who are born in earth. These spirits of the giants shall be like clouds, which shall oppress, corrupt, fall, contend, and bruise upon earth. They shall cause lamentation. No food shall they eat. They shall be thirsty. They shall be concealed. And those spirits shall rise up against the sons of men and against women, for they come forth during the days of slaughter and destruction. And as to the death of the giants, wheresoever their spirits depart from their bodies, let their flesh, which is perishable, be without judgment. Thus shall they perish until the day of the great consummation of the great world. It shall be consummated respecting the watchers and the impious. And now to the watchers who have sent thee to pray for them who in the beginning were in heaven. Say, in heaven have you been. Secret things, however, have not been manifested to you. Yet have you known a reprobated mystery. And this you have related to women in the hardness of your heart. And by the mystery have women and mankind multiplied evils upon the earth. Say to them, Never, therefore, shall you obtain peace. And on goes the judgment. Now, one of the doctrines of demons is that you have angels in a hierarchy, fallen angels who were given a domicile, a dominion, a principality, watchers. In that reduced and subjected state, they still had access to God. But from that state, 200 made a pact cohabited with the women on earth, and received the judgment that those 200 bound in everlasting chains of darkness, never to be released on the earth, only to be released long enough to be assigned into the lake of fire at the great day of judgment, but their offspring, both eternal and flesh, God's, Satan's minions attempt to produce an incarnation. The body is lost in the flood. Their spirits, eternal, evil, deformed offspring of this illicit union, wander the earth like clouds to oppress men. These, by one theology, comprise a great host of the demons that are encountered in Scripture and in history. By the same state, several of the watchers who fell with Lucifer in his rebellion but did not join in the pact of the 200 still wonder and the principality and were able to tempt Adam and Eve and become expanded in their principality to having a dominion over this earth, the prince of the power of the air. The 200 within that domain are gone in chains of darkness. Their offspring spirits are the demons that run forth, but there's a vast hierarchy of angel beings under Satan that have their principality until Michael the archangel will be released in the book of Revelation to cast Satan and those angels out of the heavenlies to the earth, and all Satan, his hierarchy, angels that are fallen angels within his hierarchy, and these wandering spirits, the offspring of the giants, will all be concentrated in the evil of their doings in the final 7 years, really 3.5 on this earth, and then God will come to execute his judgment. That's one doctrine of the demons. And the book of Enoch is not to be ignored as the basis for most of the New Testament and the later Old Testament angelology and demonology. You ought to have this book. You can get it from Dolores Press. And you need to put the ad up somewhere. Find it back there and put the ad up for me. Because there are two other books I'll be referring to, Jubilees and Jasher. As a scholar, you ought to have this book, whether you want it in the canon or not. You want me to continue on this? At the Amityville house and at the Donovan house and possessing Arne Johnson just may be one of those offsprings of that illicit union of the 200 who made the pact, if Enoch is correct. Wandering clouds seeking to work their evil ways upon mankind. The Amityville horror may have a house inhabited with some of those spirits. I've talked about transmigration of souls, reincarnation. There's abundant evidence of the perceived state of reincarnation. But are there other spirits that have occupied many bodies since Noah's day? As each body goes down in death, these wandering bodiless spirits seek a new body to inhabit. They carry a memory from generation to generation to generation. That's another subject. You want me to keep going on this or not? You know, we're getting into the heavy background to it now, not just reading the stories. I need to read a ghost story. But this is the foundation for it. Just to read the stories is not my intent. It's to cause you to get a grip. Now, hold on a minute. Don't count down. It's to cause you to get a grip on the reality of perceived and empiric evidence of the workings of supernatural forces.